Speaker 1. I play different games at different times, but chess is my favorite one by far. I've been playing it since I was a child, and I've become quite good at it. This game requires a lot of concentration and the ability to predict your opponent's moves, so smarter people have a greater chance of winning. I've spent many hours of my life playing chess, but I don't regret it. Experts say it sharpens your mind and improves your mental skills. Also, as the saying goes, practice makes perfect.
Speaker 2. What kinds of games do I like? Well, like many young people, I just love computer games. I often go online and search for the latest and most interesting game. I have a lot of friends I can play with. Now, some people say that video games are bad for you, but I don't agree. They boost your adrenaline and improve your reflexes. They can also be a great outlet for negative feelings like anger or frustration. Besides, I just love computer graphics. They look so real.
Speaker 3. I sometimes play Trivial Pursuit and Scrabble, but I admit I'm a great backgammon fan. This game is a combination of luck and skill. It's an entertaining way of passing the time and an alternative way to socialize. My friends and I sometimes gather at each other's homes to chat and play. I also like playing backgammon during my vacations. There's nothing like sipping coffee and playing a good game at the beach, listening to the sound of the waves.
Speaker 4. I've always been good with words, so you can guess what my favorite game is, can't you? Scrabble, of course. It's such a popular game that about 150 million sets have been sold around the world. Did you know that 1/3 of American homes, more or less, include a Scrabble set? Of course, you need patience and a wide vocabulary in order to play this game well. It definitely has its benefits, though. Scrabble has been very useful to me, as it has helped improve my knowledge of English words and their spelling.